And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. Concerned residents packed the boardroom during this month's Marlette City Council meeting that had the community's park and pool on the agenda. The show of support prompted the council to approve placing a millage issue on the August 4th election ballot. The request will be to support 2 mills for 10 years to fund repairs, improvements, and maintenance of the pool, park, upkeep, and recreational programs and facilities. If the millage is approved, it would generate about $100,186 the first year, and cost the property owner of an $80,000 home about $80 a year. The millage would also include funding for the new position of pool and park manager and event coordinator. Having someone in that key position would be responsible for overseeing pool operations, park upkeep, and recreational events. The city's park and pool committee made the recommendation to the council for the millage and to create the position to ensure efficiency, safety, and better management of resources, which would save money. Over the last few years, the city built a new pool house to replace the one that was built in the 1950s and did some improvements to the pool itself. And upgrades to Cass City's aging wastewater treatment plant are finally happening. The walls are going up on the plant's clarifiers by the Cass River, along with cement walls that are 20 feet high for the oxidation ditch. Work to begin to address the needs of the wastewater plant started in 2020. It has taken so long because of the numerous rules and regulations that had to be met in order to secure the necessary funding of grants and loans to help lower the cost of the project, explained Village Manager Debbie Powell. Detailed engineering plans had to be developed to address the work that needed to be done to keep the facility operating efficiently and to extend the plant's life. The cost to revamp the wastewater treatment plant is approximately $16 million that will be paid back over 40 years. And the Tuscola County Economic Development Corporation announced a tax break that will help a business with a major expansion. The Fremont Township Board of Trustees approved a 12-year tax abatement of 50% for the $514,000 expansion of Laser Marking Technologies, or LMT, during the last meeting. The expansion will help the businesses' 25 employees to keep their jobs, as well as to add 7 new ones. The business manufactures lasers and printers that are designed specifically for operation in harsh environments with minimal maintenance. During the meeting's public hearing, Sam Palmiter and Tuscola County EDC Director Alicia Proctor explained and answered questions about the company and its expansion. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.